Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And one of the latest and greatest things happening is our intern program. And joining us, the member care intern, her name is Nicole Karuba. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It is so good to have you on the show. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Our studio audience has been interns for 3 years because they're not really capable of doing anything but clapping. So, but we're working on that. We're working on that. Hey, listen, tell us a bit about you and the internship over in member care.
Okay. Well, I am about to be a junior at the University of Tampa, and I'm studying accounting. I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, which is far from Florida. And
yes.
And I'm soon to be 20. So that's
awesome.
Exciting.
Awesome.
My birthday's in August, yes.
Okay, very cool. So is my mom's. So what kind of things are you doing over in member care as part of your internship?
Well, member care is a huge department, and I sit with people from all, like, different departments, so within member care. So first, like, debits and credits, and then, like, ACH and wires. And that's anything that has to do with, like, also contacting the member. And within that, I look for, like, process improvements where we can, you know, kind of help make things more easy for the employees and the members.
Right.
And I know we have, like, such a huge virtual migration that I'm trying to make sure that we're still with the time and, you know, all of our processes are up to date. So it's really cool. It's different. You know, I get to see everything. And because I'm an accounting major, you know, I've only really focused on numbers and, you know, keeping in my cubicle to myself. And so this is so much different, such a wide variety. So yeah, I guess
that is very interesting.
The opposite side.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is very interesting. Now, what kind of things have you learned in your internship about maybe, you know, banking, credit unions, and member care that perhaps you didn't know before?
Well, I had, you know, no idea how much went into such, like, little transactions that we make every day and the differences from, you know, what goes on. And I sit, like, I had no idea also about, like, I sit with the loan origination department, and I had no idea half the things that we ever offered. And we have such great deals,
right.
And I just think that, you know, we need to really get out there, and it's awesome what we do and have. And, you know, we also really care about the community and being more than just coming to work. And that's so much different from other places where it's just down to the ingrit, you know.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned something earlier that I had a real and present experience with this weekend. I went and played tennis on Saturday morning. And I guess when I got out of the car, I locked my steering wheel. Now, I never knew this, but you can't start your car when that happens. So I thought my battery was dead. So I called Progressive Insurance's version of member care. And this is what you were talking about, process improvements. Okay, so I'm calling for roadside assistance. And the first question, and I can tell this young lady is reading from a script, is, so, how is your day going? And I'm thinking, I'm calling in because my car is dead and it's 100 degrees outside. How do you think my day is going?
Right.
You know, and it was just so scripted. And it was like, look, all I want is for you to dispatch the pop-a-lock guy to come out here and jump the car. I don't need all the empathy and all the stuff. And so I guess that's what you mean when you sit there. You look for things that can improve the conversation, because a lot of people still call member care every day, don't they? Despite all the mobile apps and stuff, they still get a lot of phone calls, don't they?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, a lot of people still like to have that, you know, person-to-person interaction. And even with live chat, too, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, this is just like a computer answering me. But we like to make everything definitely more personal and have, like, our own little twist to it. So we're not just going to give you a script. You also have to add, you know, your
Thank
own
you.
Personality to that as well. just because, like, what you were saying, you know, I had to contact, like, other credit unions to look at their, like, their surveys that they do for Net Promoter Score.
Right.
And
right.
They emailed me back this, like, sorry, we can't answer your email. You know, it was so just nothing to it. And I was like, okay, you know, clearly I'm not talking to anybody but the computer. So thank you.
Oh, exactly. Well, I'm telling you, I think you mentioned that you were getting a degree in accounting, which I really admire, Nicole. I have no aptitude for numbers. I use my calculator on my phone when I'm doing my Yahtzee score. When I play Yahtzee here at the house, I'm terrible with numbers and stuff like that. But are you thinking on perhaps pursuing a career in the financial services, or are you just kind of keeping all of your options open right now?
So far, I'm, like, very interested in working within the financial marketplace. But, you know, it's so hard because I'm only going to be a junior. I don't know, you know, there's
right.
Only, you know, I still have 2 years. That's a while for me to decide where I really want to be. And if I want to also, like, go with the master's program. So it's, you know, it's hard what I'm going to end up doing. So I'm not sure yet, but I definitely think I want to. So far, you know, at least being with the credit union, I love it here. Love the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is so friendly. It's awesome. I have yet to get to sit with the accounting department, but that would be awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever get a chance and they let you, I would love for you to sit with our studio audience because they need a lot of help, man. The studio audience here at the radio show could use some feedback. Their Net Promoter Score right now is not as good as it could be. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you have a plan. You know, you're young. You've got plenty of time to figure out. I am curious. How did you make it? How did you end up from getting from Buffalo down to sunny Florida?
So, funny story is my parents want to move. Obviously, they're sick of the snow, so they're like, let's go to Florida. I was like, that sounds awesome. So they're like, you pick
really?
A school in Florida, and yeah, they're like, you pick a school in Florida, and we'll follow you. I'm like, okay, that sounds
great.
Wow. So I decided on UT, and then as soon as I got down here, they're like, never mind, we're not moving to Florida. And I'm such like a homebody. I was like, are you serious?
Well, I hear this a lot. There are so many people moving from the Northeast because of all those terrible winters they've had. My parents are from Massachusetts and Rhode Island, so we still have plenty of family up north. But it is amazing how many just employees that I've met at the credit union from Connecticut and other parts of New England.
Oh, yeah. You have to escape them. Last winter when I went home, my parents were shoveling the snow off the roof because people's roofs were caving in.
Yeah,
so,
that's not much fun. People see snow on TV and, oh, it's so pretty. But when it snows for 4 weeks in a row, it's not. It's actually not a lot of fun. Well, listen, we're so glad you're here. I know, trust me, you are interning with what I'm convinced may be simply the best credit union in America. And in my line of work, I work with a lot of credit unions. But you mentioned it. The atmosphere is different. The energy is different. I always tell people GTE Financials, like the Southwest Airlines of credit unions, they get the job done, but they have fun doing it, and they're reliable, and you can count on them. And one of the reasons is we have a thoughtful plan for finding talented young people like yourself, and that's why I love the internship program. And we were so glad you can join us. We always ask this final question before we let our guests get on out of here. What was the last song that you listened to?
So the last song that I listened to driving to work today was Hotel California by the Eagles.
Hotel California. I don't know why I remember this, but when I was in third or fourth grade, my mom let me stay up late to watch, I guess it was the Grammys or something, and that was the song of the year that year. So I always remember that for some reason, that the Hotel California was the song. So, hey, you know, this may be the first time that a young millennial mentioned a song that I actually knew. So that's actually good. I actually do know that. Hey, listen,
good.
Best of luck to you on everything that you're doing. Absorb everything you can, because like I said, you're surrounded by, I have the pleasure of talking to passionate, articulate people every single week on this show. And trust me, you're learning a lot of stuff, not just about the craft of accounting and finance, but how to treat people both internally and externally. And you cannot put a price tag on that kind of experience. And we wish you absolutely nothing but the best, Nicole. You've been an absolute delight. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. Nicole Karuba, everybody. What a great interview. Yeah. And I think I detected a slight improvement in the studio audience just then. So Nicole's feedback, or just her influence being on the show, I can tell it got in the heads of our studio audience, and they were just a little more enthusiastic in the goodbye send-off. Hey, folks, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye. First time ever, I pushed the wrong button. Have a great week. I can't believe I did that.